So I haven't spoken to anybody that is involved with this bill yet, HB 120, but can you tell me what it is, what it's doing, and what it's trying to change?
Yeah. HB 120 is part of a national push by home builders to delay how often states review and upgrade building codes. So this particular version of the bill that's been introduced here in North Carolina, would put our state out of sync with all the other states in the country. Instead of reviewing and seeing what changes need to be made to our building codes, this is for home building, for residential building. Instead of doing that every 3 years as we do now, we would only do it every 6 years.
Okay, so currently we're doing it every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The way the process works, if I can just give you a little more background information.
Yeah.
Is there are national model codes that are issued every 3 years. This is done by a national code council, International Building Code Council. They come forward with recommendations every 3 years. It's been North Carolina's practice to review those building codes, decide which ones work best for North Carolina, and then to adapt them as a floor, as a minimum that builders need to do when they're building homes for people. The reason this matters is because these recommendations have to do with things like fire safety, energy efficiency, how resistant your home is to storms. These are the kinds of things that have to do with just your basic comfort, safety, and even your health in a new home. So obviously it's important for North Carolinians to have the advantage of having the same improvements in new home construction as citizens in every other state have available to them.
Okay, gotcha. So you said this was part of a national push by the National Home Builders Association, is that correct?
You know, I don't know if it's by a set organization. Similar bills have been introduced at the request of the home builders industry in Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Arizona.
Okay, gotcha. So have any of so you said this would put us behind other states. Has any other state passed any bills like this?
Anecdotally, I've heard Michigan may have, but I can't confirm that.
Okay.
During the first day, I should be able to meet somebody who can give you the answer to that question.
Okay, gotcha. That's okay. So this bill that's being pushed, it has bipartisan support, it seems. One of our legislators, Susie Hamilton, our local legislator, is a Democrat. She is sponsoring the bill. One of the primary sponsors is actually a Democrat as well, although most of the sponsors are Republicans. Why does this bill have bipartisan support, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. One is the home builders industry is one of the most in North Carolina. Is generally viewed as one of the most politically powerful in the country. I'm not sure that the members really fully understand the implications of the bill, even the sponsors. And as we're seeing a lot of this legislative session, it's being pushed through at breakneck pace. The bill had a hearing yesterday in committee. A vote was taken before they had finished hearing from members of the public who wished to speak, and it actually had been put on the House floor for a vote today. We're very appreciative that that has now been delayed till next week. But we're seeing a lot of in the legislature's bills moving so fast that members really don't have a chance to have full understanding of what it is they're being asked to vote on. And this bill has particular implications for people on the coast because of your insurance rates. If there are minimum requirements that would make homes in coastal North Carolina safer and more resistant.
Hey, Molly? Hey, Molly, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure what's wrong with the phone, but it's chopping up.
Okay.
Can you maybe repeat what you were just saying, and I'll see if it worked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can try it again.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's working now.
Okay. This bill is particularly important for people in coastal North Carolina because of insurance rates. If there are minimum building requirements, improvements in technology that would make homes on the coast safer, more resistant to major storms, that's going to affect insurance rates. Why would people on the coast want to wait, delay for 6 years, having those recommended, nationally recommended practices incorporated for new home construction?
Okay, I gotcha. And so we're talking about insurance rates here in the state. Also, just as the push for broader, like, green energy initiatives and things like that. I know that. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know that that's one of the Sierra Club's concerns, is that we have these new, maybe new green technologies that could help out with things like climate change and stuff like that. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. From the perspective of the Sierra Club, we're particularly interested in having energy efficient homes. Those help us out with our environment, but they also keep our power bills down. Keep in mind that if a builder constructs a new home that's less energy efficient than new homes in other states, the buyer is going to be paying those higher power bills forever unless they dig into their pocket and pay extra money to upgrade their new home to a standard that should have been part of the building in the first place.
Okay, gotcha. I think those are the questions I had about this bill. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
You know, the only other thing, it's not a comment about the bill, but if you are interested in, I can likely during the course of the day today connect you with some green home builders. There, and I do want, actually I should say that, part of the reason for that we've seen improvements in energy efficiency in new home construction is because there's a growing number of what are called green builders. These are builders of high-performance, energy-efficient homes. They have been very supportive of having standards that will improve the performance of homes, and they have come out in opposition as individuals to this bill.
Do you expect the bill to get through the legislature, or what is your expectation?
Well, again, the home builders are an extraordinarily politically powerful force in the state. They have a very high success rate in the legislature. If legislators don't hear from their members, I would say the bill has a good chance of passing.
Before I let you go, get a sense from you. I know that the Sierra Club is opposed to the fracking bill. Could you tell me a little bit why, and in addition to that, what your expectations for that bill are? And if you know, I know that it was passed in, I believe, the Senate and is sitting on the House's docket, I guess, but I'm not sure if they've scheduled anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fracking is one of the most controversial debates here in North Carolina and also in many other parts of the state because of the amount of risk involved to water supplies and other impacts on air, land, and water, and also on local communities. Last year, really just 8 months ago, the legislature came to agreement on a compromise bill, Senate Bill 820, that removed the ban on hydraulic fracturing but imposed a moratorium on issuing permits until a regulatory framework had been developed and until the legislature had a second vote to determine if, in fact, it wished to go forward with permits for fracking. Just 8 months later, the North Carolina Senate has gone back on that commitment and has passed a bill that would allow permits to be issued in time to come without a second vote of the legislature, whether or not the regulatory scheme is adequate and whether or not it's been reviewed by the legislature. It also removes a number of protections that were put in for local communities. These included protections for property owners. Senate Bill 820 had a registry to require individuals who are trying to get people to sign leases to allow fracking on their property. They'd have to sign a registry, and they could actually be denied being able to register in the state if they had been found to be guilty of fraudulent practices. So it's just a safeguard for citizens. That's come out of the bill. A second thing that's come, or that promise is, that was made in Senate Bill 821 was taken out of the Senate Bill 76, which recently passed the Senate. Senate Bill 76 also takes off the committee that's developing the regulations for fracking, the people with expertise in air and water and, unbelievably, in geology. Even though the state's unique geologic features are one of the biggest areas of concerns, Senate Bill 76 takes the geologist off the panel that would be developing the regulations. And finally, and certainly of most concern, I would think, for people on the coast, is Senate Bill 76 would overturn a 40-year ban that the state has in place that doesn't allow wastewater to be injected underground due to the very severe problems that we had right there in the Wilmington area from that practice. So these are all steps backward. These are all fewer protections and less concern for protecting air and water than the legislature agreed to just 8 months ago. The bill's now before the House, and we really just don't know what to expect.
And there is, I don't know this, but there's no sort of like national standard, is there, right? EPA or anything like that really hasn't done it.
Much of the reason for the controversy around fracking is that the natural gas industry was successful in the Bush-Cheney administration in exempting itself from a whole gamut of federal environmental laws. Fracking fell under laws, as do all other major polluting activities like industrials. Really probably wouldn't be dealing with a lot of the issues. There are some things where you need to write that you would need to do regulations for. But this is a little bit like going out and buying some groceries and just assuming that somebody inspected what went into them, only to find out that for this particular food you're buying, they get an exemption from inspections. So the kind of basic protections Americans are used to having from polluting industrial activities simply aren't in place at the federal level for this one. So each state has been left to its own to sort out, figure out how to go about it if they're going to allow it at all.